I'll make room for two. You and I, Jesus, you are all that matters.
Hallelujah, people of God.
You are all.
Welcome once again to your favorite podcast, Alone with Jesus. We want to use this opportunity to wish all our listeners a very happy new year. And we pray that you will see the goodness of the Lord in this year. One of the things that helps people to navigate through the systems of the world is by using a map. And the map will direct you as to where to pass to find whatever you want. And in this season and in this time, we have no better map than the Holy Spirit. And so today's episode, I'm here to give you the roadmap for the year 2021, what we ought to do and what not to do. And in this year, we're going to focus so much on two things: our salvation, so that if the trumpet sounds today, you and I will have a place to be in heaven, in the bosom of the Father. And also, as we remain here on earth, our relationship with God. So our salvation, very crucial, and our relationship with God. It is important also to state that until we have a relationship with God and we know what God wants to be done at a particular point in time, it will be very difficult for us to please God. And if we do not please God in these times, the devil will take an advantage over that and cause a lot and mess a lot of things up in our lives. And so today, I just want to give you the roadmap for the year 2021, what we should be expecting in all our episodes and the direction in which we are going. A lot of people think that God is a talkative. A lot of people think that God talks so much at any time, at anywhere. But the reason why I think that is not always the case is because in the book of 1 Samuel, I would say is that there was scarcity of the word of God in the days of Samuel, that nobody heard from God until once upon a time God appeared to the boy Samuel and spoke to him. And the reason why the priest Eli was so much interested in Samuel listening to what God had to say was because for so many decades they had not heard from God. Another example of why I think that God does not talk so much or too much is because the prophet Joel talks about the famine of the word of God, that there is going to come a time that there will be a famine of the word of God, where we are going to have a scarcity of the word of God. There will be short of visions and short of revelations. We are going to run out of receiving a word directly from the Lord. Another example for which I believe that God does not talk too much as people think is that which theologians have studied and proven, that after Malachi chapter number 4, there was a 400 year of biblical silence where God did not speak directly to man until the birth of Christ. So these three incidences speak of the fact that the God we serve does not just speak, and when he speaks, he means what he's saying. And in this year, there are a lot of things that we have heard in our churches. Everybody has come up with a theme, and the theme is what God is going to use to navigate us through the year and to lead us to the place that he wants us to be. The reason why we need a map for the year is in the scenario of using Google Map. And if you are very inclined with technology, you will come to understand that when you use Google Map, Google Map will require you to enter in your current location. If your location is not turned on automatically, the system will require you to enter in your location where you are currently standing and you are issuing the command. And it will also require you to put in your destination. And so we have started from January 1 and our destination is 31st December 2021. And in this year, just like Google Map, our current location is set. The end is also set. But to navigate through, the system deals directly with the satellite. And the satellite is the eye in the sky. The satellite sees what is 50 kilometers from here that you do not see because you are standing on a low ground. But the satellite is able to pick images and pick the system and is able to predict which route is smooth and safe. and which route is filled with traffic. And so if you've ever ordered for an Uber or ordered for a taxi to pick you up to a particular location, sometimes the system will tell you that using this side there is traffic, and the Google map or the system will navigate you through, beat the traffic, and still gets you to your destination. And so the things that God gives us, the things that God is speaking to us about in every particular year, is to direct us and order our steps through the year to the very end, so that we achieve the things which He wants us to achieve. And for us, our theme for the year is anchored in the scripture, Revelation chapter number 3, verse number 11. Bible says that, "Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast to that which you have, lest any man takes away your crown." There are three things that are very key that we ought to look at. The first thing is, "Behold, I come quickly." The second thing is that, "Hold fast to what you have." And the third thing is that, "Ensure that no man takes your crown." And the Apostle Paul says that, "I have run the race and I have kept the faith." And so in this year, God says that we should hold on to our faith. It doesn't matter the theme for your church. It could be prosperity. It could be whatsoever theme that you have heard. But in the end, irrespective of how the year turns out, God expects His children to hold on to their faith. Paul says that, "I have run the race." In running the race, there were ups and there were downs. There were glories and there were victories. But in all of them, He said to Himself that, "I will keep the faith, having run the race." And so in the race of 2021, as we navigate through the system, we ought to understand, no matter how you are running, whether you are on foot or with chariot, whether you are in a bus or in an airplane, keep your faith to the very end. That is the most important thing. And so the Bible says in Revelation chapter number 3, "Behold, I come quickly." The reason why we need to take the first part very crucial is because Jesus is coming again. And He's emphatic. "Behold," look at it. Take a closer look. Be observant. "I am coming, and I am coming speedily. I am coming, and I am coming quickly." As a child of God, this same Jesus who was lifted up in the book of Acts chapter number 1, He is saying that, "Behold, I am coming quickly." And if He is coming quickly, it means that there is no time on our side. Whatever we are doing, we need to do it with a sense of urgency. Whatever we are doing, we need to do it knowing that there is no time on our side, and Jesus is coming and coming quickly. If He's coming quickly, it means that He's going to cut short the days for some of us. Things will happen faster than usual. And if care is not taken, a lot of us will die and will not have accomplished the things which God wants us to accomplish. If care is not taken, the rapture will happen and you have not done as much as God expected of you to do. And because He's coming quickly, and because of that, if we need to speed up event and get things done, He's saying that in speeding up the event and getting things done, the second point is that you need to hold on to that which you have. It is very easy for us to speed up the process and forget a lot of details. So there are a lot of people who rush through life and they forget a lot of vital things that they needed to pay attention to. So Jesus is saying that, "I am coming quickly. Put yourselves together. Do things right. Know that there is time for everything. And whatsoever thing you find to do, do it quickly and speedily, because there is no time on your side." However, in doing it, He says, "Hold on to that which you have." He said to the disciples, "I am sending you out there to be my witnesses. But as you go, if anybody meets you on the way, do not greet them. Do not take anything with you, because the mission is crucial and very delicate. Somebody is dying, and that is not the time to be greeting and receiving greetings." So He said to them that, "As you are go, greet no man. And take not even your wallet with you. Anything that would delay you, do not get yourself involved with it. However, he says, be wise, be vigilant, keep watch over what I have asked you to do. And so we know that he's coming quickly, but it doesn't just end there. Because of that, we need to hold on to that which you have. When this year comes to an end and we are making an account to God, it should be said of you and I that we kept the focus, we kept the faith. This is not the time for you to leave the presence of God, leave the house of God, to go and make money and later come back. Keep the focus, keep the faith. And the reason why we need to keep the faith is because he says that until we hold on to what we have, somebody will take our crown. What it means is that the place that we are battling for, that place of glory, that place of excellence, that place of favor, that place of joy and peace that we are all wishing for, that we are all hoping to get there one day to come, is a place of contention. The crown that you want, the future that you want, somebody is also fighting for the same future. So Jesus says that don't only have a sense of urgency to what you are doing. Keep the focus. Hold on to what you have. Hold on to your faith in the midst of it all. And as you are doing that, remember that the reason why you need to do these things diligently is because another man is capable of taking your crown. Child of God, in this year, some will die. Some will lose their jobs. Some will be promoted. Some will have visitations. Some will see the glory of God. One way or the other, everybody will have a share in something, whether good or bad. But God is saying that in the midst of it all, keep the faith. Hold on to the faith. When God is blessing you, hold on to your faith and do not abandon him. When things are not going well with you, hold on to the faith, because by faith you will receive a good report. Whatsoever thing that happens, hold on to the faith. Because if you do not do it, another man is capable of taking your place. The place of glory does not belong to one man. A ladder of success is never climbed by one single man. And so God says that as you do this, you need to understand this one thing, that you need to hold on to your faith so that no man takes your crown. When all is said and done, will somebody take your place in God? When all is said and done, will somebody take your ministry away from you? When all is said and done, will you lose that intimacy you have with God to another man? Will you lose your crown to another man? And Paul says in the book of 1 Corinthians, he says that, and on that day, each and every one will give an account of the lives that we live. And it will be passed through fire. When your own comes out, whether as silver or gold, he says that you will receive a crown. And so the crown that we are supposed to guard so that no man takes it, which is a crown of contention, it means that the thing that God is asking you to do, God has asked another man to do the same thing. So you are competing with somebody that you do not know. And on that day, if you do not do it diligently, somebody will take your crown from you. God has asked you to be a singer in the church. Remember that you are not the only chorister in your church. There are other choristers in other churches fighting for the same crown of glory that belongs to choristers. So God says, hold on to that faith. Hold on to that ministry he has given you so that no man takes your crown from you. God has made you an intercessor of taking things for granted. There is no sense of urgency. Souls are perishing and you do not care as an intercessor. But there is also a very young child that is crying and praying to God that souls be saved. If care is not taken, you will lose a precious gift, a crown, to somebody else who has been mandated to do the things that you feel shy to do for God, to do the things that you find it difficult to do for God. As I conclude in today's episode, the reason why we need to obey God in this year and to hold on to our faith so no man takes our crown is because God sees what you cannot see tomorrow. He knows what you will never know in a lifetime. And so he says that hold on to that faith so that no man can take your place. No man can take your crown. If the crown cannot be taken and it's for you, God wouldn't have given us that command to hold on to our faith. I want to encourage you that in this year, whatever you find to do for God, if it is praying, do it diligently so that no man takes your place. If it is worshiping, worship as if there is no other God but Him alone, so that no man takes your place. If it is praises, praise as if you have no challenges, so that no man takes your place. And when we do these things, we will see the hand of God over our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord bless you, and the Lord help us to keep the faith like the Apostle Paul. He said, I have run the race. Though he was running, the reason why he was running was because there was a sense of urgency. He said, I am coming quickly. And the apostle couldn't walk, so he had to run. So he ran the race, all right. But he said, I kept the faith. Don't run and leave your faith behind you. Don't be in a hurry so much that you leave your quiet time behind. Don't be in a hurry so much that you leave your prayer life behind. Don't be in a hurry to do something for God that you leave your personal devotion with God behind. He kept the faith even though he was running. And today I charge you. Run. Live with a sense of urgency. But don't trade your relationship with God for anything, whether trivial or vital. I want you to talk to God in this few minutes and tell God, Father, help me to keep the faith. When the month of January comes to an end, may I be confident to say I have kept the faith. When the month of February comes to an end, may I be confident to say that though I did things hastily for your kingdom's sake, I still kept my relationship with you. And finally, when the year comes to an end, God help me to be bold enough to say that I ran the race. I did what you asked me to do. But I kept my faith, most importantly, in Jesus' mighty name. The Lord bless you and the Lord keep you. Kindly join us tonight in the prayer closet, 10 p.m. on Mondays, 10 p.m. on Thursdays. And let us pray to the God that hears our prayers in secret and rewards us openly. Prayer closet has resumed. Alone with Jesus podcast continues in this year. It's going to be massive. It's going to be glorious. I want to urge you to make time with God and spend time in His presence. And together, we will see the hand of God at work in our life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. My name is Brother Gideon Ewuku. You can always share your faith with us, your testimonies with us, whatever thing you want to share on 0249-905514 or 0242-0271. 66. God bless you.